Hello. My name is Abigail Bouchel Walter, and I'm 17 and a junior at Nina High School. I grew up in this church. I grew up with the encouragement and freedom to believe what I really believed. I was not forced to act or think a certain way. Over the course of my years, I picked up many different religious practices and that I've observed friends and family doing. With all these different views that I've been exposed to, I've compiled a set of my own beliefs. I believe there is a bigger force out there, something like a God. I believe this force is in each person's soul and guides us on our path. I believe that after death, our spirits live on. I don't believe there's a hell, but I do think there is something like a heaven that we have to look forward to. Next, I truly do believe in the inherent worth of each person. I believe it is impossible to judge another person's life without stepping into their shoes. I think that even if we see wrong in people, that only makes them human and they are still important and loved. Although there may be some cases that make it harder to see the importance of someone, I think that just makes us have to strive a little harder to understand. I believe in the power of prayer. For me, praying is a way to express my gratitude and hope for the world around me and try to understand why things happen the way they do. It pulls me back down to earth and guides me to see what is really going on. I believe in standing up for what you believe in and what you feel. This is how I've become the person that I am today and the person I will be in the future. But also, while standing up for my beliefs, I think it's important to listen to what other people believe because it can make me believe in myself more or understand that, yes, there may be a better way to look at a certain situation. I believe that my beliefs will change tomorrow and the next day and each day on from here. Maybe only in little ways, but in the grand scheme of things, a major way over time. The reason I have the beliefs I have today is because of each experience I've had in my life so far. And with each new day, new beliefs will enter my mind as well as old ones leave. Understanding my beliefs is important to me because these beliefs are what make me who I am and make me act the way I do. It helps me to understand how I need to proceed with each new day. I believe that our beliefs are what make us who we are. And with our beliefs, that's what drives us and pushes us into the future. Thank you.
I'm Adam Frascona. I'm 17, and I go to Appleton North. I am a warrior. I believe in the next day. I have hope for the future. I believe I have the choice as to how I start each day. I believe that struggling in my life is okay. I used to believe that the most important thing in my life was to have many friends, no matter what kind of people they were. That belief got me into a lot of trouble and did not allow me to be who I really am. I now believe that my struggles have helped me to find the path I want to be on. I now believe that my struggles have helped me to be on the path I want to be on now. My struggles are something I am grateful for because all those past decisions and choices made me learn how to understand myself. I would not be here today if it were not for my mistakes. I believe I would not be where I am today without all the people around me who encourage and accept my decisions. I am with my loving family, my very caring girlfriend, my teachers and counselors have all helped me become the warrior I am. I believe in working on building a strong relationship with someone I care deeply about. I have helped, and my counselors and teachers have all helped me become the warrior I am. I believe in working on, The friends I have helped me see my good sides and my not so good sides, and to believe more in myself. I am grateful for that. That is the first time in my life I have had such a good friend, and that has made a big difference for me. I believe when people try to bring me or myself and others down who I care about, that is when I should stay strong and find my inner warrior. I find my peace and remain at ease. I don't allow hurtful people to change me anymore. My struggles have been really hard. They have lasted a long time, but because I am a warrior, I have faced my fears and my challenges and learned a lot about myself and to keep moving forward one step at a time. My struggles have been really hard, and all the supportive people around me, including my very close friend, helped me to continue to discover new things about myself, because I don't have to be anybody but the real warrior I am. When I talk about being a warrior, I mean I am strong and I know where I am going in life, because I faced so many challenges, I fought my way through it, and have learned I have what it takes to become the best me. I believe that my purpose is to help others. I have discovered I can make a challenging day a better one for others, and if they feel better, they will help others and give back. As I become more and more who I am, I believe I will tell my stories about my struggles and about who I become a warrior. I believe I can share my story through my writing, video making, and photography. I hope my stories will help other people find their own warrior in themselves. I believe I can now be more open about what the world has to offer. I can accept who I am and feel good about others. I believe I am a warrior whose journey has really just begun. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Anna Verkylen, and I'm a sophomore at Appleton East. To be honest, at the start of coming of age, I was not looking forward to our meetings on Wednesday nights, and I was not excited about the fact that I was one of the only two girls involved, and I didn't necessarily want to be there. As the time with the community progressed, I warmed up to the idea of being one of the only girls and going to coming of age. I became excited to ponder my beliefs and figure out who I am as a person. Going through coming of age made me realize that I never really had thought through my beliefs and viewpoints, and this was an opportunity for me to do so. This program has given me a better understanding of what I believe and who I am as a person. I believe that everyone has equal capabilities of being great. I think that race, gender, religion, and sexuality do not matter when getting to know a person. Everyone is human and cannot help the way they were born. Nobody should have to change themselves just to please others. I believe that you should view each day as a new opportunity. If you have one bad day, don't let it get to you. Just try again the next day. Every day is a new opportunity to be better than the person you were yesterday. I believe that you should always be trying to make yourself a better person and strive to be who you want to be, no matter how hard the challenge may sound, and no matter who tells you it is impossible. Only you know what your limits may be. I believe that every person should live without worry. A lot of people spend their time worrying about what could happen and waste their lives away. Go out and make memories and have the time of your life. If something happens to you, learn from it and move on to strengthen yourself. Live your life with little regrets. After going through coming of age, I have decided that I am a Unitarian Universalist. I believe in the seven principles and believe everyone should be treated equally. I especially believe that there is inherent worth and dignity in every single person, and I strongly agree that everyone should get to choose what they believe and don't believe. I believe that there is a God and He has a purpose for every person. He created every person a certain way, to have a certain talent, to lead a certain movement, to be the person that they are. I believe that God is the creator of this universe, and he is the reason why things are the way they are. I am truly grateful to have gotten the opportunity to meet new people and have fun exploring my beliefs through coming of age. Thank you.
I'm Drake Quick-Lachlan, and the mic is not adjusted. I'm Drake Quick-Lachlan, and I'm 15, and I'm from Valley New School, which is a charter school in the city center. I'm a sophomore, and yeah. Please understand that these are my general beliefs and do not apply in all circumstances. They are not fully concrete. Contradicting my beliefs is inherently part of my beliefs. I believe that life is pointless, has no inherent value, is not special, and that everything I do doesn't matter, will make no difference, will not go as planned, and will leave no lasting impression. And I believe that there is no higher power, inherent goodness in man, life after death, or definitive way of proving otherwise. I would like to believe that luck favors the prepared, things will turn out, karma exists in some form, life can earn or be given value, we aren't alone in the universe, I may make a positive change in the world, I might be remembered, there is at least some inherent good in man. If I am judged for my actions in life, the result will be better than neutral, and that I would like to believe I can prove all of my negative statements wrong. I believe the negative statements previously made because I have yet to prove otherwise, and it is best, at least in my opinion, that I prepare for the worst and hope for the reasonable. I would like to believe the more positive statements previously made because I would prefer to think that my actions matter and can have some significant change in the world. My actions matter. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leif Kachera. I am a junior at Menasha High School. Over the course of this past year, all of us have been asking ourselves more questions than usual. The paramount question for me was, of course, what to wear. As Roxanne promised us, each of us was challenged in different ways. However, I think we can all agree that I was put out of my comfort zone far more than the rest. Am I bitter about this, though? Yes. Despite the numerous activities where I felt uncomfortable, I'm proud of myself for surviving this past year and coming out the other side with a deeper understanding of life's mystery. Even though I'm not a tree hugger and nature is dirty, I believe that all life matters. In this life, I'm connected to every other life. And while I believe this to be true, I know that I'm a hypocrite because I felt no regret from flicking the bug off my phone just a bit too hard earlier today. Every action I make has an effect on the rest of the world. I know that flicking the bug off my phone was rather insignificant, but recognizing the impacts that I'm able to make is something that I strive to be conscious of. I'm sure there's a hymn on the interconnectedness of life somewhere in here. All throughout my life, I've been taught not to judge a book by its cover, and that this applies to people as well as dusty literature. I don't buy it. Judgment is a part of human nature, and I believe it is in my best interest to make decisions on the reality that I observe based on my own morals. This does not mean condemning something because I have the right to whatever opinion I have at the moment. It is a very conscious examination of what I believe to be true and can be proven. I also believe that people can change, and for this reason, my judgments are not concrete. I'll let you know if Instagram ever gets a judgment filter, but until then, I'll continue living by Ayn Rand's quote, "Judge and prepare to be judged." And then, of course, is the essence of life, happiness. There are numerous documentaries on it and an entire section in Barnes & Noble devoted to achieving it. Maintaining my happiness is my number one goal in life. And to me, this is pretty simple. Be selfish in every way. When I die, the last thing I want to hear someone say about my life is that I was a selfless person. I hate that the word selfish has such an ugly connotation today. At some point, people decided that making others happy in life was the way to a moral life. And hopefully you could find someone that makes you happy. Happiness is my own responsibility. So if I'm happy, I have only myself to thank. Now, I might sound like an asshole, but hear me out. I believe in acknowledging the people who add value to my life. Certainly, manners are not left by the wayside in this philosophy. If I do something nice for another person, it's not because I'm putting their happiness above my own, it's because I feel good doing it. Likewise, as my happiness is up to me, so is my unhappiness. I cannot blame another person for making me unhappy. It's my choice to change how I view the situation. However, this doesn't mean that I will always change my viewpoint. It's okay to have a shitty day and wallow in self-pity for a while. But if it goes on for too long, then you're not getting invited to the party of life. So as Joan Rivers says, never dwell on what happened. You can't change it. Move forward. Don't waste your energy on being angry at something that somebody did a year ago. It's over. Done. Move forward. Sometimes moving forward in life isn't about what somebody did, but a personal struggle. During the times when I feel uncomfortable, my first reaction is just to avoid it, opt out. I have no problem with saying no. I won't feel bad for turning you down because I live only for myself. That's the easy option. Moving forward is harder, but I know that what I will regret in life is missing out on experiences. So even though I'm still annoyed at most of the activities from this year, I'm glad that I did them. I have enough self-awareness to know when I can push myself and where to draw the line. When I look back at this year, the moments that I remember most clearly are the times when I was uncomfortable. So if I want to have a comfortable life, I'll end up sacrificing a lot of memories. Plus, I'd rather have something to complain about, to be honest. Because I'm a person that processes data over feelings, the word faith never really works itself into my life system. To me, faith is what a feeble mind jumps to when they can't explain something. When I have an unexplainable question, my reaction is to give me more information and I'll get back to you. This leads into one of my fears, which is death. As of right now, I have no real proof that when I die, I will feel fulfilled. On my deathbed, I could be wholly incomplete. So intellectually, I can't think of a reason why I will feel complete. But emotionally, I do. And that is, as I see it, to have faith. Given that life is full of obstacles and fears, another lesson that I learned from my beloved Joan is that nothing in life is too sacred to laugh at. And I believe that, in essence, the most sacred thing in life is life itself. So I laugh. Not to cope, but to continue moving on in this life that I'm bullshitting my way through. So why not make fun of it? Now, I may not be as wise as the Dalai Lama, or have the courage of Rosa Parks, or have the hunchback of Mother Teresa, but I think I'm doing pretty damn good at this whole life thing. Thank you. May you rest in peace, or go in peace, either way.
I'm Isaac Zillis. I'm a sophomore at Neenah High School. I'm 16. I almost forgot my age. Yep, okay. Good and evil, black and white, justified and irrational. I believe that these words are associated with the extremes in life with no account for the gray area in the middle that everybody likes to forget about, but it's still there. I believe that much of our lives are spent in the middle ground, deciding whether or not we should listen to that little devil on our shoulder that tells us to take the last cookie and blame it on someone else, or listen to the angel on the other shoulder and save it for another person. I believe that the roots of many of our actions are based upon what we would consider righteous and ethical, even though sometimes what we do is not considered right in the eyes of others. Now, that being said, I also believe that we only follow through with these noble acts of kindness if there's something in it for ourselves. Why would we purposely make our lives more difficult just to accommodate for someone else who may not even notice this gesture? For some people, it is to impress that special someone. For others, it's for a passage to their ideal afterlife, heaven, for example. Do you see a pattern forming? Many of these motives would be considered selfish and self-centered because these acts were not done out of the kindness of the heart, only to further that person's own life. But isn't it all for the greater good? Many of you don't care about the motives of the person that held the door for you or let you take that parking spot. You were just happy that they made your life that much easier, as most people would be. But wouldn't it be easier for that person just to have taken that spot or have closed the door? Yeah, it would have been. But that would have been selfish, and that's a bad thing, right? Either way, it's selfish in my book. But that is how the world works. Most of you wouldn't go to your job if you didn't get something out of it. But like I said, for the greater good. The world needs us to be a wee bit selfish from time to time. Otherwise, our lives would be pretty terrible if we didn't listen to the little devil on our shoulders every once in a while. Thank you.